Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand tonight. Just thanking you and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here this night and forevermore, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open up to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 9. And we'll be looking at verse 57 through 62. Luke, the ninth chapter, verses 57 through 62. And the word of God says, "And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Just for the next few minutes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we want to talk about, don't let destruction stop you feeling your godly purpose. Don't let destruction stop you from fulfilling your godly purpose while you're here on earth. Again, our key scripture that we're going to be focusing on is Luke 9, verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. And this pertains to women as well, because there's neither male nor female when we talk about doing the work of the kingdom of God. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2022, as we have 2 months to go in this year, we just want to bring you an encouraging word, even during these uncertain times that we are living in. As a believer of Christ, don't lose sight of your purpose finish what you have started for the Lord. Beloved, when God created us, he had a purpose in mind. You see, every man and every woman has a work assignment to them by God. Your assignment may be different from mine, but each and every believer of Christ, God have assigned you to a work, to a task that was tailor-made for you. Yes, this is because our purpose, our reason for being here, our calling and our destiny, God have already predetermined it from the beginning of time. So each and every day of our life, it should be you to further and to fulfill God's purpose for our life. So don't allow distraction to stop you from your godly purpose in your life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there are too many in the kingdom that are counting on us to come through, regardless of what obstacle and situation we may find ourselves in, because of the calling of God on our life. Yes, I want to encourage you tonight to let you know that people may not go to the door of a building into an assembly, but people will watch your life. You may be the only hope for your family, your friends, your neighbor, as well as your enemy, because we are epistles read of men. That's why we can't live our lives just any kind of way. No, our life has to be a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. So child of God, the Lord has a purpose for you and for me. And he has a destiny for us to fulfill. There are purpose that must be fulfilled, requires God's timing. A lot of times we get excited and we be on fire for the Lord. Prophetic words have been spoken over our lives and into our lives. We get excited because of the words spoken. But what we don't realize that in order for it to come to pass, we are to rely on the help of the Lord. Because God has said in his word, without me, you can't do nothing. So we must be, sometimes we have to be like David. We have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Here Jesus, after speaking to these men in the book of Luke, 9th chapter, verse 57 through 62. Each and every one of them had an excuse when Jesus gave them and told them what is there for them to do. And then the bottom line is that he came to the conclusion and said, no man, no woman, having put their hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. In other words, the assignment, the task that God has given you as his child to do, personally, tailor-made for you. If we take it very casually. And we're on and off. And we're double-minded about it. He said, once you put your hand to the gospel plow, and then you turn around and you look back. In other words, you want to go back to where you once were delivered from. You want to go back to the things that you felt comfortable in. The things that had you bound up, tied up, and wrapped up. Jesus said, when you have that type of mindset, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. You see, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's power in the Holy Ghost. There's power when we do what God has called us to do. We have to understand that we have to walk in obedience. To obey is better than sacrifice. Walk in obedience to what God has told us to do. Once we get our marching orders, we have to really be focused and take it to heart and be determined to go forward in the things that God has assigned for you and I as a believer of Christ to do. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't let nothing or no one distract you from your godly purpose in 2022. Bible says here in the book of Psalms 30, verse 5, the because of the verse says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You see, the joy of the Lord is our strength. But joy, the joy of the Lord, is our strength. But the Bible says here in Isaiah 40 and 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Yes, there'll be times when we will be weeping. There'll be times when things won't go the way that we think it should go. But we have to always remember, God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God that we serve is a consuming fire. He is a God of love. And he's also a God of wrath. Again, don't be disturbed. Don't be discouraged. Sometimes we have to encourage our own self in the things of God. Because the word says that all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Part of the persecution is when people talk about you, call you everything but a child of God. When the report goes out about you and the ministry that God have called you to do in a negative way. But we as believers in Christ, that are heirs and joint heirs with Christ, we must stand steadfast, unmovable in the works of the Lord. I have called you to a work and a purpose while you're here on planet Earth. Yes, God will do his part if we do our part. And it has to be done in faith. Here it says in Philippians 1 and 6, when it comes to God's purpose, doing his part, he said, be confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even in our unfaithfulness, even in our times of holding back, even in our time of slothfulness, God is still faithful. He's faithful to himself. He's faithful to his word. And he's faithful to the work that he's doing in you and through you. So, beloved, in order for us to reach our destiny, our purpose, it is required of us to do our part, because God will do his. I want to remind you of what the word said. God, first of all, has a plan for every person. God's plan is already predestined, preordained. He has already set the stage for us to be victorious in what he has called us to do. But the question is, will you accept what God has called you? He will not force you. He will not twist your arm. You have to be fully persuaded in your own mind, and be committed in your own heart to do what God has called you to do. That godly assignment that he has assigned to your life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, again, God will do his part. Then we, as his children, we have to exercise our faith in his word in order to accomplish what he has called us to do. Remember that the word says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it also says in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Again, we are reminded here on the teaching title here tonight, don't let distraction stop you from fulfilling your godly purpose in your life. Yes, believers in Christ, it is time for you to act. So don't lose sight of your godly purpose. Finish what you have already started. People of God, many of us, even now in 2022, we want to blame God because of some prophetic word or promise gift that not automatically come to pass. Well, I stop by to let you know that if you will do what God have called you to do, if you would walk in obedience without hesitation. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So we have to understand that God is always right, and his word is already settled, and he desires to bless us in everything we say and do. But we as human beings on planet Earth, we are moving towards perfection. But we have a lot of flaws that is being refined in our lives. We have been placed in the potter's wheel, and God is stripping and making and molding us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, believers in Christ, we must align ourselves and get in position to the will of God for our lives. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may know what is the perfect will of God for our lives. See, God's ways are different than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. As high as the heaven is from the earth, we have to allow the Holy Spirit of God in us to help us get to that place of where we can hear God's voice for ourselves. Jesus said, my sheep knows me, and I know them, and they must hearken to the voice of God. We must be in tune with what the Spirit of God is saying. Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of the Most High God. So people of God, many of us, even now in 2022, because of things that hasn't come to pass in our lives, we have what you call this microwave mentality, where we want everything done quick and in a hurry. Well, I stop by to let you know that God is not in a hurry. He has much patience. He has been very patient with each and every one of us as his children. And we have to understand and consider, in order for our destiny to be fulfilled, we have to put some effort. There must be some effort on our part to want to see it come to completion. So we must work on obedience on our part. Here is our wake-up call. Bible says here in James 2:20, the B clause of the verse says, Faith without works is dead. You see, we can have all the faith there is. If we don't apply it to work, it will never come to completion. It will never come to pass. Jesus he reminds us that greater works will we do, because he has ascended on high, sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding and standing in the gap for us, that we may be victorious in what he has called us to do. Remember I said Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, child of God, you must remember this, that you cannot change, alter, or correct God's word, because the word of God is already settled. The word of God is already established. And God will not change his word to suit your position or condition. God means what he says, and he says what he means. So the ball is in our court, in your court. You must do your part spiritually in order to obtain the promises that God have given for us. As believers in Christ, we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ to the promises of God. And the promises of God in him are yea and amen. So we must exercise our faith in his word, which require us to search the scripture, because in them we will obtain eternal life. So, beloved, it is time for us as God's children to take some action on our part. You cannot bring anything to come to pass by sitting still. No, God is always working. He's working all around us. And he expects us to work also. We must move towards our destiny in him. We must move when the Spirit of God quicken us, urge us to move. Yes, those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God. So, beloved, God is waiting on you and I to start walking in obedience to what we already know, so that he can direct us in what to do. Again, tonight we are talking about don't let distraction stop you from fulfilling your God's purpose.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real. If there's a
change in your life. You need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Consider that this may be a distraction that's trying to stop us from fulfilling our godly purpose here on earth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, never let other people's words and opinion keep you from moving in the direction that God is showing you. We have to understand that our assignment has been assigned for us, for each and every individual that is born or born that has the labor of being a born-again believer in Christ. You see, the assignment he gave for me to do, for Providence Lisa Tebow to do. That's why I always say teamwork make ministry life and dream work, because we're in it together. We're moving towards the ministry that God have assigned for us to do. Some people sometimes be trying to, and may cross our path, and they may mean good, but you got to know what God have called you to do. And again, you can't let other people's words and opinion keep you from moving in the direction that God have called you to move in. Remember this, if nothing else, not everyone, whether family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, or whoever, or whatever, will share in the vision that God have given to you. You got to know, like you know, that you know that God have spoken what he has spoken to you. We have to always remember that we have an enemy, the devil. The Bible says he goes as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour, seeking who he can convince to stop doing what God have called him or her to do. Child of God, we must be able to do like David did, to encourage ourselves in the Lord while walking towards our destiny while we're here on planet Earth. The Bible says here in Hebrew 6 verse 12, that ye be not slothful, sluggish, but be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So again, brothers and sisters in Christ, never lose sight. Stay focused on your godly purpose in 2022. Sometimes, child of God, you might have to press through distraction and through opposition. And don't allow the enemy to put thoughts in your mind that will cause you to wonder about what God has given you to do. Set your mind and heart on your purpose. Do it continuously. And watch God, the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that has all power in his hand. Watch God bring everything to pass in your life if you faint not. So be determined to finish what you have already started when it comes to things of God. We as God's children have to keep our eyes on Jesus. He's always that example. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Because Jesus is our hope. Because he lived. Because he rose from the dead. Ascended on high. Sitting at the right hand of the Father. Interceding for you and I. And every believer of Christ. And with God's help, we can finish what God has called us to do. Oh, what a blessing it is to still be here in the land of the living, to still be here in 2022 during God's work, walking in obedience to what he has asked us to do. Again, don't lose focus of your guided purpose. Finish what God has you to do. People of God, distraction are something that every one of us in 2022 have to deal with, no matter who you are or where you live. Beloved, God's power seeks our heart. And it calls out our faith. Let faith come alive. Let faith arise in each and every one of us. Because we have to remember that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we also got to be reminded of what Hebrews 11:6 says. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you must give time to God, a child of his. And the way that you do it is through prayer and studying God's word. Prayer is our way of communicating with God. Prayer is vital. It is important to be done. As a child of God, in order for us to be, to hear, as far as in order for us to have that intimate relationship with him, we have to go in prayer. Don't wait until Sunday morning or midweek service. No prayer. You must have a place of devotion where you can go into your secret closet and talk to God about every problem that you may encounter for that day. And then we must study God's word. You must have a set time to study his word. The Bible says here in 2 Timothy 2 verse 15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Believe in Christ if you desire the will of God in your life. You must regularly, and You must regularly, and it's important to interpret God's word according to its proper meaning. People of God, our God has placed, he has placed us as his children on this earth for his purpose. We are his workmanship. As Christians, our responsibility is to declare and spread the gospel. Jesus said here in the book of Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So, beloved, remember that in this life, while we're here on earth, it is meant to be ran. It is meant for us to run. And we as God's children has a race to run. We have to run it from sun up till sun down, chasing and being chased by our responsibility and expectation. People of God, spending time in prayer and spreading the gospel, plus taking time to go to a biblical, to a Bible-believing church, an assembly with believers, so that we can hear the instruction given for us to run, for us to do God's work, reading the scriptures on a daily basis is our responsibility. Remember, God will do his part, but we as his children must do our part. Yes, we have been placed here on earth for a season, a reason, and for a purpose. You have assigned each and every one of us as followers of Jesus. He has tailor-made our purpose for each one of us that may be different, that is different from one another. But God knows best. He knows what he's doing. So children of God, to live for God's purpose, again, it is our responsibility to seek him on a daily basis. See, the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Do not allow distraction to stop you from fulfilling your godly purpose for God. It is our responsibility to declare and to defend, spread the word of God. Don't let nobody or nothing distract you from doing what God has called you to do. Yes, my brothers and sisters, let us not give up, but let us finish what we have already started for the Lord. God's work should be priority first in every believer of Christ's life. Yes, we as Christians, we as believers in Christ, we need staying power in order for us to finish the course that we have begun. That's why God, again, he reminds us, we can't do nothing without his help. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it doesn't matter about our age, because age has little to do with achievement and with commitment. A godly work walk here in 2022. It is the basis for a positive lifestyle. You see, conviction are a matter of choice and not of force. When we get convicted of something that we may have fallen in error, and the Holy Spirit quicken us to us to bring about a change, it is still a choice that we must make on our part in 2022. We just hope and pray that was something that was said here tonight that will encourage you with this week's journey. We just hope and pray that by the working of the Holy Spirit, that every need will be met. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We ask that you join us in prayer that the Lord continue to strengthen Apostle's body after we've had this little break of about 2 months now. But as you can hear, he's not at full strength. So if you would continue to pray and ask the Lord to strengthen his body, we would greatly appreciate it. If you've heard something that enlightened your life or something that you can share with others, please share the number 347. I'm sorry. Please share the broadcast times for every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and have them join you as you. We'd greatly appreciate that. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to join us or write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you, and we hope you join us again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.